Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this word of hope and encouragement. Please, Lord, infuse us with perseverance and faith that we may accomplish all that has been set forth for us to do before you come for us. Amen. Well, all during prayer, I kept seeing the Lord wearing his crown that was dripping human baby blood copiously into a puddle on the floor. It seems that there have been nonstop abortions since that law was passed. We've all been interceding for them, and some of us have felt their effects in our bodies. Carol had told me she saw him this way as well, with the crown of thorns. I hadn't, and I wondered, and still wonder, am I hard-hearted? Or is the contemplation of such an evil too devastating to look upon? I fear that my heart is taken to distractions to avoid viewing this heinous crime no decent person would commit, to kill an infant baby that just survived an abortion. I can't fathom this. I just can't. And then I contemplated what the evil ones are threatening the president, which could begin World War III. Several weapons of mass destruction planted in certain cities, filled with deadly virus. They are timed to go off unless there is human intervention, so the people who have the code and punch it in before the time is set for detonation cannot be arrested or put to death. They have to be alive and free to enter the code. If they don't, this deadly virus is spread throughout the city, killing every individual who breathes. And I thought to myself, we cannot do this alone. God, you must be with us. If we can stop these weapons from being used, then we are free to arrest and prosecute and even execute the criminals. But how to find and stop them? Then I thought about the missile that was fired from the Gaza Strip, headed straight for a large Jewish apartment complex in Jerusalem, multi-story building. The Lord turned that missile around and sent it straight out to sea. Lord, you can do this. But will this make it possible to arrest these other traitors? Tell me, Lord, isn't this where the rubber meets the road? Jesus began, very much so. Yet I am able to do the impossible and disarm whatever weapons the president is threatened with. What is lacking and needed here is faith, the faith of all involved. This is not something that can be done on their own. It must be done through faith. There are many systems that have been set up to deploy if so-and-so is arrested. There are several possible scenarios. Prayer is the only way to stop this, Claire. Deep, gut-wrenching prayer for all who truly want to stop this. More prayer is needed, and I am glad you're broadcasting this. My people, in this hour, things are so critical. There is very little room for slack concerning the arrest of the guilty. It is only an act of God that can prevent every one of these deadly consequences from being set off. And God answers prayer. This is your weapon of choice. It is so very simple. If the evil persons are not stopped, they will in one way or another incite a war and continue to taunt my father with their butcheries. Oh, how he grieves. Yes, you have avoided going there, and I understand. Still, he needs many to comfort him. The grief is so profound. You see, he is looking at the endowments of these little children and how very badly their parents need them. Each bundle of joy is constructed especially for each person so that their lives will grow and improve in marvelous ways. And also, these children are sent into the world to defeat the forces of darkness in the coming years. As I told you before, the devil may kill the children, but their mantles will be passed on to the living, those who are prepared to receive them. Oh, comfort my father, dear ones. Comfort him. Comfort him with your prayers, your songs, your time spent at his feet. Comfort him with your obedience and work to spread the kingdom of God while the day still shines. He does not want to call it quits for earth. He wants revival and rededication to his agendas. And to date, this is the most vicious thing Satan has done to injure his most pure heart. These little ones were a shining part of him, cherished and sent as gifts to the world. In them, with their gifts, was the power to turn the earth around. But now that they have been rejected by the millions, hope grows dim and judgment hangs in the air. Do all that you can, my love, to get this word out, to stir up the conscience of Christians everywhere, to combat this pernicious evil. Do all you can to declare the truth and protect life. Do all you can to keep this president in office until the work is done. I know how tired some of you are, but there is new life for you when the tide finally turns. Either new life in heaven with me, or new life on earth to bring forth revival. But rejuvenation will be given to those who desire to serve me with all their hearts. Their lives are not yet over, not by a long shot. Do you believe this, Claire? Oh, Lord, as tired as I am in this very moment, I still have to say yes. Yes, I believe it, and I am waiting with great expectation. Very well, then. Persevere and trust in me totally. Yes, blessed is she who believed all that the Lord foretold to her, for it shall be accomplished. Amen.